Today's podcast is brought to you by Dell Expert Network. Dell's Partner Outreach Program is now available to Dell Expert Network members. One of Dell's Partner Outreach Managers can come out on site and visit with you to demo the latest laptops and desktops, discuss any upcoming projects, make recommendations, and provide solutions to keep you and your customers on the cutting edge of technology. To learn more about the program, please visit www.dell.com/outreach and mention Dell Expert Network in the Professional Association field as you fill out the registration.
You're entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
It may not be clapping at the end of this, but I should start that way. You might be clapping. You may be puzzled by the end of this episode, but it's one of those episodes that I just got to do. And I apologize in advance. The Weaver outrage meter, I'm gonna really do my best to keep it at low, but I make no promises with this topic because the trusted advisor designation is under attack, right? MSPs have always, like, since I've started tracking MSPs in the late 90s, all throughout my career, working with MSPs, studying this market, being a vigilant student of the managed services market, I have always heard MSPs refer to themselves as trusted advisors. And I thought that that has always been a good thing. I continue to think it's a good thing. It makes sense. And it is accurate, I should say, to a T, because it's what MSPs are to their customers, to most of their customers. They're very trusted advisors, not just technical advisors, business advisors, and much more. And when that designation comes under attack, I feel that it needs to be addressed. And where is this attack coming from, you may be asking? Well, we're going to get into that. And it started a while back, and I'll provide a link for it. We did a episode in, I think, January of this year called The Armchair Cybersecurity Expert. And if you've not listened to that, you should go listen to it because it's related to this. It's an update on that episode in January, and it's startling. And I'll explain what prompted this, why I decided to do this, and give you my thoughts on what this portends for the managed services market at large. But I would say this: if you've ever called yourself a trusted advisor, if you call yourself today a trusted advisor, if you consider or think of yourself as a trusted advisor, if your customers place on you, whether you like it or not, if your customers call you or think about you as a trusted advisor, you damn well better pay attention to this, because this is going to impact you. I guarantee it. And oh, I forgot that. I should have used the bleep button. All right, my bleep button is working. So at the ready, I will try to be discreet and keep that Weaver outrage meter low. All right, so let's dive right in. What prompted this? I got an email, and I'm not going to say who it's from. I promised I wouldn't say who it's from. But I got an email. It arrived yesterday afternoon, and it's from a company, and they tried to connect on LinkedIn, and they sent an email. I don't know who this company is, never worked with them before. They don't, so no correlation to us. They're not a member. And I got to be careful about how I describe it, but this is one of many, many, many companies out there doing the same thing. And essentially what these companies are, and the podcast episode back in January talks about the growth of this cottage industry that I call cybersecurity consulting. And no doubt this company that emailed me and reached out calls themselves a cybersecurity consulting organization. They call themselves that. Okay. The hitch is, the catch is, they only work with the IT channel, right? They don't go direct to the customers. They only sell to MSPs. And so far, you're probably saying, yeah, so what? Everybody does. Now, I'm not talking about, just so we're clear, so nobody gets their feathers ruffled. Nobody here is talking about the legacy security, cybersecurity, whatever they call themselves, hardware, software vendors. I am not talking about those. I am not talking about them. I am not talking about companies who even are traditional, true, legitimate cybersecurity consulting firms. Companies who have legitimately been out there. You know, I'll call like maybe a CrowdStrike as a legitimate, traditional cybersecurity company, not a managed service provider. I don't think they would call themselves that. I wouldn't call themselves that. They're more of a traditional cybersecurity consulting firm. The names have been around forever, but you know, they're a consulting firm. This company that reached out to me is not an MSP. Keep that in mind. Everything that I say from now on, remember this. The company I'm talking about is not an MSP. Nothing on their website describes a service that is a managed service. Nothing that I look at, if I was evaluating them as I do, it's my job to evaluate organizations, determine if they're an MSP or not, and then, you know, even if they are an MSP, audit, certify them, evaluate them. It's what we do. I would not in any way classify any of the services articulated as a managed service. Keep that in mind. So what's my problem with this company? My problem is this, is they make a claim in their email, and if it's not on the website, then it's certainly going out, and this is a form email, right? I know I get form emails all the time. You guys get form emails all the time, you know, template emails, right? So I know that this is going out to other companies, other MSPs. And remember, the pitch is they're a cybersecurity consulting firm. They want to sell their cyber consulting services to customers, but they only want to go through the channel, i.e. they only want to go through MSPs. First of all, they're treating it just like a VAR. Number one, they're treating you like a VAR, which if I've been mistaken for my position on this over the years, if I've ever been, in doubt about what my view is on this practice, I will restate it for the record. For those of you who are maybe new to this, haven't heard about us or never listened to us before, I'll say it again. It is the epitome of miscalculation and stupidity of any organization to have a self-proclaimed channel program focused on MSPs, which attempts to turn those MSPs into VARs. And that's exactly what this cybersecurity consulting firm is trying to do. And by the way, they're not alone. I've seen this countless times from other firms. They want the MSPs to resell their stuff. And I let's assume that the stuff is good. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I'm not even making a claim about the value of the security services this company performs. Let's assume they're all good. Let's assume they're all stellar. It doesn't change anything that I'm saying. Number one, it's a problem because it fundamentally misunderstands. It confuses. It subverts the value of the MSP and the relationship the MSP has with their customers. Number one. Number two, it is engaging in what I would consider not just sales puffery, but borderline misrepresentation in what they're trying to assert to MSPs that they want to sell to. And what do I mean by that? I'm going to read, I don't know if I should, if I say this, the company may know, you know, I don't want to give away who this company is. So I'm going to be very discreet about this, but I don't want to mislead you. So I'm going to read a precise portion of what they're saying. In the email, they claim, if you partner with us, you can call yourself a cybersecurity expert. That's what they say. Now, I've said this before, and I'll say this again. If you are not an expert in something, you damned well better not call yourself an expert. Okay? I don't consider myself a managed services expert. I don't think I've ever called myself or referred to myself in that way. I don't make it a habit if I have. I consider myself a student of the managed services market. I've talked to thousands of MSPs over the years, more than many, many, many thousands. I've written a book on managed services. I write and podcast about managed services a lot. I've written a lot over 22 years. I speak to MSPs. I speak to customers. I speak to vendors who sell to MSPs. I speak to legislators, law enforcement, intelligence community, policymakers, regulators. I talk to a lot of people about managed services, and yet I don't consider myself an expert. I know a lot about this topic. I do, maybe more than most, I don't know. But I don't like calling myself an expert in this. But I especially dislike's a weak word for what I'm trying to convey here, folks. I dislike anybody who attempts to say, you as an MSP can call yourself an expert if you only partner with our company. I find that to be incredibly misleading and harmful to the profession. Now, some of you are out there saying, oh, come on, Charles, you're blowing this way out of proportion. It's sales puffery. All they're trying to do is get you, get you as an MSP. And maybe this guy thought we were an MSP, or maybe this guy is just wanting to get access to our members, which is typically the case. I don't know, but I'm assuming this goes out to MSPs. And I have a problem with anything that hints at you can call yourself an expert when you're not one. Well, why would that be true? Why would you be assuming that the MSP is not a cybersecurity expert? That's a good point. If the MSP is a cybersecurity expert, what the hell would they need to have a company like this, which performs, among other things, pen testing, risk assessments, and things of that nature? And by the way, I've been on the record for a long, long time about MSPs who are managing actively assets should not also be doing risk assessments or pen testing on those same assets and for those customers. What they ought to do is have external parties who do that work and do it with the known separation. Another problem I have is they talk about the white label, white labeling, so that the customer will never know who is doing it. Another problem, because if this crew, person, or this company really knew what the hell they were talking about, they would know that it's a managed services best practice not to do this type of work on a managed services customer. And we should all know why, right? Because if you're a managed services provider, you can't be also checking your own work, right? Pen testing and risk assessments, vulnerability scanning and assessments are other than for informational purposes, they shouldn't be used by the MSP to show the customer what a great job the MSP is doing. Because a vulnerability scan could potentially, and a pen test could most likely in certain cases show up the vulnerability or the performance of the MSP. Now, if it's completely separate, then I have no problem with an MSP delivering these services to a customer. In fact, some of them do it at the beginning, and then they do it as a means of, you know, doing kind of like a level set for the customer, and then the MSP takes over and actively manages it. That's fine. But in either case, this is not the type of thing you want to be white labeling. I mean, you know, have I been on a different planet for the last couple of years where, I don't know, vendor management, vendor transparency has become a critical issue on this planet that we live on? It's like these guys don't even recognize that. It's like they're coming from, like they landed from outer space on this planet and with no prior knowledge of how we do things. And say, hey, you can call yourself an expert. It doesn't matter if you really are. If you partner with us, you can call yourself and represent yourself as an expert. And guess what? You don't even have to tell your customers who we are. And we're going to pay you a pittance, a small percentage, to resell our crap. My main problem, folks, is if you've got people like this, and the cherry on the top is coming, which is gonna, it infuriated me, and I don't want it to infuriate you, but I think it should. It ought to inflame the senses and offend anyone who is serious about this profession and believes in it and wants it to grow, continue growing, and wants it to preserve its integrity. So you've got the approach of treating the MSP as a dumb VAR, number one. Number two, the offensive, in my opinion, and dangerous statement of you can call yourself an expert if you partner with us. You can represent yourself as something that you are not just by virtue of you working with us. It's like if a doctor, you know, I use this analogy a lot, if my next door neighbor is a doctor, which actually they happen to be, I can't go out and say I'm a doctor because I live across the street from one, right? My proximity or my relationship with my neighbor has nothing to do with what I represent myself as. That's a problem. It's not a problem with the MSPs as much as it is for the community of companies who are largely uninformed about managed service providers, in my opinion, in my non-expert opinion. They are uninformed, unaware, largely, of what it means to be a managed service provider. And that's in large part, the ignorance is a large part of what produces stupid statements like this, dangerous statements like this. Call yourself an expert, even though you're not one. White label. Resell my security consulting. So I was thoroughly worked up. And by the way, I've kept my outrage meter at a low plus, so I hope everyone's appreciating that. I really am trying. I was curious, right? I was reading the email. I was looking at it. I was like, okay, maybe I'm missing something. I'm gonna click on their website, and I'm just gonna see what do these people do. Maybe they are an MSP. And I looked at their services, and nothing that they do, nothing that they list in their services could even closely approximate being called a managed IT service. Nothing. Nothing. So I'm just cruising around the website. Their reseller program, blah, blah, blah. Keep cruising around. And I look at their, I got to be careful. I really got to be careful about this. I find a portion of their website. And I'll be damned if they don't call themselves an MSSP. So if I was thoroughly worked up by the email, I lost my cool when I saw that. Because here they are encouraging what I consider misrepresentation. I consider if you call yourself an expert and you're not an expert, you are misrepresenting your capabilities and you shouldn't. Every profession's got this, folks. I'm not making this up. Physicians have it. Engineers have it. Accountants have it. Lawyers have it. There's any profession worthy of note has guidelines for what you call yourself. It helps protect the profession and it helps protect the consumers at large so they understand who they're doing business with. And when you have an organization that claims to confer expertise upon their resellers. They're not even an integrated partner. They're creating reseller relationships only. And they don't, in any stretch of the imagination, deliver any managed service. And on top of this, they call themselves in one part of their website an MSSP. You've got a problem. We have a problem, folks. And you can say, Charles, you're blowing it out of proportion. And I'm going to say, I am not. I am not, because this creates confusion in the marketplace. I'm perplexed how a non-MSSP, a non-MSP, can claim status as an MSSP, deliver non-managed services, consulting, straight up consulting services, be 100% channel focused, treat their MSPs not like MSPs, but as VARs. Mask the vendor's identity through a white label program. You got a problem. The industry has a problem because I can't be the only one. I don't want to call out this company and wreck their business. But something needs to be done. They need to change their wording. They need to call themselves what they are. They're creating confusion just by having inconsistent, at odds statements in their communications through email and on their website. That is, I mean, if I'm confused, if I'm baffled by this, what, and I'm a non-managed services expert. I'm not a managed services expert. I'm a student of managed services, but I've been doing it for a while. And if someone like me who's been around and who knows MSPs maybe a little bit better than most people on this planet, if I'm a little baffled and I had to really dig to find this, and I'm you know, spending time to figure out what is going on here with this organization and their model, what is an uninitiated, non-expert, non-student, a regular, average person who says, "Hey, look, I found an MSSP. I need an MSSP. I'm going to go talk to these guys." I wonder what they would say. I wonder if they would fess up on the phone or in a sales chat or sales email correspondence. I wonder if they would actually confess to being an MSP or MSSP, even though they aren't one. Do you see what I'm talking about, folks? The problem is, this is not good for the industry. These types of companies aren't good for the managed services profession. They make it harder for you as MSPs to do what you do. They don't make it easier. And I'm not talking about, again, the vast number of legitimate security, cybersecurity consulting firms that are out there who do work, who do good work for the most part. But those firms don't, at least the ones that I'm talking about, don't go out and make misleading as hell statements like, call yourself an expert even though you're not one, white label and hide your relationship with our service so that you can pass it off as your own, even though it's an incredibly invasive service. I mean, a pen test or vulnerability scan, this is not like a surface level type of thing. It's going to require domain access. It's going to require the customer losing a good amount of data to this third party, which they will never know. Guess what, folks? That's not how MSPs operate. It goes against our code. It goes against all of our best practices today. This is a problem, and it needs to be sorted out. So here's my challenge, because I don't see anybody else talking about this. And I know why. Because MSPs don't like to pick fights. They want to keep their heads down. And quite frankly, they're busy as heck already with managing their customers. But here's what I'm going to ask. If you're an MSP out there and you get these types of email solicitations from these so-called cybersecurity consulting firms, whether they call themselves an MSSP or not, but if they make these types of overt claims like, I'm going to make you an expert, even though you don't consider yourself an expert in cyber or in a particular field. If they make that claim, here's what I want you to do. I want you to forward me that email. Forward it to mspzone@mspalliance.com. I won't name who you are, and I won't name who the company is. I just want to see who else is out there doing this. Will you do that, folks? Send me in the mspzone@mspalliance.com. Forward me the email, and I will maintain your confidence. I won't disclose who you are or who the company is, unless you want to come on the program or unless you give explicit written permission to do so. I'm going to default as not sharing anything. I just want to see it. I just want to know what's happening out there. Because if I'm getting these emails, I'm assuming you guys are getting these emails as well. And I'm just curious what's happening. Because what needs to happen is these emails need to have a response. And the response is, you damn well better knock this messaging off, because this is not helping MSPs. It harms the very ability of the MSP to maintain that trusted advisor status. It's what I was talking about in that cybersecurity armchair expert episode back in January, and I'm talking about it again today because it's persisted and it's grown, obviously. And I kind of knew that this was going to happen because, again, I've been around this industry long enough and I've seen this. And yeah, this is a passing phase, but you know, it's a passing phase. It needs to pass sooner rather than later. I hope this was helpful. Again, MSPZone at MSPAlliance.com. Send me these emails if you get them. Let's put a stop to this. And if you've got any ideas on what your thoughts are about this impacting our profession, I would love to hear from you, your thoughts. Even if you disagree with me, I'd love generally to talk to you and hear your thoughts so I can, you know, absorb them and, you know, maybe it'll change my mind. But I think that this stuff is misleading. It certainly creates confusion. And that's my main concern, is that anything that causes confusion in managed services in our profession needs to be corrected with facts, with truth, sooner rather than later. Those are my thoughts. Until next time.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you'll get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.